Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I am CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. I love being at Gray, Gray & Gray. They are one of our best sponsors. They have great conference
rooms.
Too
kind.
Love being here. That's Rich Hershen in the background. That's my co-host. Hi, Rich.
What's going on?
Not too much. Just one guest after another.
Speaking of CPAs, Gray & Gray is a CPA firm. I'm very excited about our next guest.
I'll introduce him in a minute.
I thought he was a real estate guy, which I enjoy talking to those people as well. But then I found out he's got a CPA background. So this is like the best of both worlds.
It's like hitting for the cycle.
Yeah.
So speaking of the cycle, we're speaking with Chris Fitzpatrick, founder of Southie Map. Okay, what's a Southie Map?
Well, I looked at it and said, I mean, many traditional brokerages go with CPA firms too, law firms. You go with the last name and then real estate, right? So how can you set yourself apart a little bit? And Southie Map essentially is what I did is I took city data, construction data, and I put it on a map. So permitting data, you can drill into the map and see what's going on in Southie. And it's a great conversation starter for a lot of people. And another thing I did was I took condo data, so building data, and with my database, I was able to count the number of condo units being built. And I believe no one's really done that before.
Good.
So it adds a lot of value.
So who are your customers, and what are they buying specifically from you?
Well, ideally, I own a residential brokerage, and buyers, sellers, investors, developers.
And you mentioned you're a programmer. And you, am I right that you created some software that you use in providing these services?
I did. I created... I have a business partner, he's a CTO, and we built a proprietary database. So what that does is you're never going to remove the human component. So the way technology is best served is really you want to use technology to enhance the human component. So what I mean by that is it basically tells me who to have a coffee with, right? Because they might be selling their home in the next 6 months.
So, Chris, I want to go on the Wayback Machine, because that's my term.
Yes.
And you used to be a CPA. You used to work for a locally known CPA firm. How did you evolve into this? What's your career track?
Well, the way it worked out was I was an accounting major, undergrad, and ironically, we're sitting at the offices of Gray, Gray & Gray, and I was given a job interview coming out of undergrad, and I wasn't able to take the interview because I already accepted at another regional firm.
Foolish.
Yeah. Bad move on my part.
Very foolish.
But it all worked out.
That's right. We still like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it all worked out. I went and I worked at DeChico Goldman. You guys are familiar with the firm.
Definitely.
And I was there for several years. Great experience. Learned a lot. Had a lot of real estate clients. And after... came out, still practiced as a CPA, and then made the transition more towards the transaction side of real estate. I just felt having the CPA background was definitely a value add and a very unique skill set for the real estate industry.
Did you always know you were going to leave accounting, that you were using it as a developmental process?
It was tough after those first few busy seasons to see myself there for the long haul. I think you have to be a special type of person. Like I have a client who's an astronaut, and he's a special type of person. So I think you do have to be a special breed to last in public accounting and then really transition along the way and rise to upper management.
I think we are a special breed. That's a nice
I was thinking
term,
that I was thinking more the other way, that they're missing a certain chromosome that the rest of us have.
Hey,
we're different somehow.
You can go either way,
positive or negative. So you were working as a CPA at a firm, and you had this itch to start your own business.
Yes,
I imagine. So tell me that thought process and what was going through your mind when you said, "You know what? I'm an entrepreneur. I want to start a business."
Yeah. Well, I think it was. I felt restless, a little like a tiger in the cage. I think. You know, being a CPA and then being able to talk to someone. So I think that's a very rare...
CPAs that can talk, yeah.
Well, I think like biz dev, right? If you're a CPA and you're also... Maybe you're technical and then you can
personable
also...
Personable and
personal,
technical.
Yes. I think that's very valuable. I mean, you'd probably agree.
I do agree, yeah.
You've already made a judgment that he's personable and technical?
Yeah,
say
I like
that.
Him.
He just asked if I agreed.
Okay. All right.
So I got the passed CPA exam, then got the agent license. And for me, it was I knew I just didn't want to be a traditional agent. It's like, well, what value at a higher level, looking at the industry, what value can I add with my background? And so failed a bunch, actually, the next few years after, because really trying to find a tech market fit. So built some software that nobody wanted, built a really cool buyer search platform. I thought it was cool at the time. But what we essentially realized was the buyer search wasn't broken. You have Zillow, Trulia since 2005 that have been letting the floodgates go on data. So the buyer search is not broken. What still is broken, I think, is after the buyer search. So when the offer comes in, offer gets accepted, and then everything post this at this point is still a very analog process. And so I think what's happening now is you have a lot of money in real estate. You have a lot of VCs that realize the opportunity in real estate. A lot of people don't know this, but if you look at a lot of different categories, if you look at Facebook, Apple, which is communication industry, right? Or if you look at Google, information industry. If you look at the capital space, Venmo, PayPal, if you look at Amazon selling goods, real estate as a category is larger than all of those combined. So like to let that sink in, there's so much opportunity, and the business model of real estate has been pretty static for a long time. Like you have a lot of tech opportunity here, but still look at from 2005 to 2000 to present, we're still conducting the transaction pretty much the same. So that's very interesting to me. And there's a lot of startups out there now that are trying to change this.
So let's say I'm at a party or a business event. I have a couple of business events coming up in the next week. And I look at somebody and I say to them, you know, you should call Chris Fitzpatrick at Southie Map.
Yes.
What would they look like that would make me say that? What kind of business and situation solution would they be looking for?
Well, I think if I look at...
Is it a B2B or B2C?
Yeah, it's a B2C play. One thing I noticed is agents, for the most part, they try to cover a very large territory. So you have an agent doing deals on North Shore, South Shore, and I think it's very tough for real estate agents to hyper-focus in one area and be that de facto expert, because why?
Money.
It's hard to develop enough business in one location, but that's where the value is. So what I did with Southie Map is, all right, instead of traveling to all these different areas and trying to learn all these, focus on one area, be the expert, and develop enough critical mass and bandwidth to add a ton of value in one neighborhood.
Wow. So, Chris, I want to remind everybody, we are speaking with Chris Fitzpatrick, founder of Southie Map. Chris, if somebody was looking for you at Southie Map, how would they find you?
SouthieMap.com. I'm a really big LinkedIn guy. I think I looked at the numbers just in my neighborhood alone. If you look at the last decade, more than 95% of owners have a LinkedIn account. So, I mean, that's...
And you're going to join all of us on LinkedIn, too. So
yeah, of course. Great. Yes.
Oh, we hope you come back again as you grow the company.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Rich Hershen again, who's my co-host, for hosting us. Gray, Gray, and Gray.
Very welcome.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank Chris for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Maybe we'll see you at one of our entrepreneurial cafes as well.
Sure will.
I know we're going to get you an invitation to that.
So awesome.
We have a big one this week coming up at Leader Bank. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Thanks for tuning in. More stories to come.